Welcome to the Investcorp Credit Management BDC Incorporated scheduled earnings release of third quarter ended March 31st, 2021. Your speakers for today's call are Mike Mauer, Chris Jansen, and Rocco DelGuercio. Operator assistance is available anytime during this conference by pressing star zero. A question and answer session will follow the presentation. I'll now turn the call over to your speakers. Please begin.
Thank you, operator, and thank you to all of you for joining us today. I'm joined by Chris Jansen, my Co-Chief Investment Officer, and Rocco DelGuercio, our CFO. Before we begin, Rocco will give you our customary disclaimer regarding information and forward-looking statements. Rocco?
Thanks, Mike. I would like to remind everyone that today's call is being recorded and that this call is the property of Investcorp Credit Management BDC. Any unauthorized broadcast of this call in any form is strictly prohibited. Audio replay of the call will be available by visiting our investor relations page on our website at icmbdc.com. I would like to call your attention to the safe harbor disclosure in our press release regarding forward-looking information and remind everyone that today's call may include forward-looking statements and projections. Actual results may differ materially from these projections. We will not update forward-looking statements unless required by law. To obtain copies of our latest SEC filings, please visit our investor relations page on our website. At this time, I would like to turn the call back over to our Chairman and CEO, Michael Mauer.
Thanks, Rocco. This past quarter saw a marked increase in activity in the broader market. Refinancing activity, which began to pick up around year-end, accelerated and drove a large number of transactions. We saw several of the loans in our portfolio get refinanced, both during and after quarter end. As we consider our pipeline, refis and new LBOs are the primary drivers. With a robust primary market, we continue to see strong competition for deals, with most of the pressure coming on pricing at the larger end of the market. We have maintained our credit discipline. We haven't chased deals which have unattractive structures, even when these deals are refinancings of portfolio companies that we are comfortable with. Apart from structural trends, we also see that most deals are pricing tighter. We are focused on credit quality and loan structure first. We accept that in this market, spreads are tightening. Sector selection remains a key tool in our portfolio management decisions. We are avoiding new investments in oil and gas, as well as in sectors which were hit hardest by the pandemic, such as retail and hospitality. Many of our borrowers were well-positioned to rebound from the effects of COVID on their businesses. We've seen this begin to play out in the numbers with strong second half performance in 2020. Our investment activity during the quarter continues to be balanced between club loans and middle market syndicated loans. During the quarter, we invested in one of each, and since quarter end, we have invested in two additional new portfolio companies. Chris will go into detail about the investments and realizations during the quarter, and then Rocco will discuss our financial results. I'll finish up with commentary on our financing activity during the quarter, our leverage, Investcorp's share purchases, our dividend, and our outlook for the next few months. As always, we'll end with Q&A. With that, I will turn it over to Chris.
Thanks, Mike. We invested in two portfolio companies this quarter, both of which were new. We also had three full debt realizations and one equity realization. Our first investment was in the first lien term loan for Galaxy Brands. Galaxy designs, sources, and markets footwear products. Sponsor is Gainline Capital Partners. Our yield on this club loan at cost is 8.5%. Our second new investment this quarter was in the first lien term loan for auto lenders. The company is a vertically integrated auto sales and leasing platform. Our yield to cost is 8.5%. Now to the realizations. Our first realization this quarter was Allsips. While this was one of our lower yielding assets, our entry point was attractive, and we sold our loans over par before they were refinanced. Our fully realized IRR was approximately 12.7%. Our second realization was Limbach. Limbach's credit profile improved dramatically during the time of our investment, and the company refinanced our debt at much lower rates. Our fully realized IRR was approximately 16.1%. Our third realization was Empire Resorts, originally known as Montrain. The bulk of our position was repaid at par a year ago, with a small portion refinanced into a one-year bridge loan. The bridge loan was repaid, and our IRR was 3%. Our fully realized IRR over the entire life of the investment was approximately 10.6%. We also had a realization of our position in Opal Mobile Warrants. Our combined IRR on all open mobile positions for the life of that investment was approximately 11.4%. Since quarter end, we have made two new investments. Our first is in a club loan for NWN Corporation. The company is a leading provider of managed cloud services, solutions, and systems. Our yield to cost is approximately 7.7%. Our second recent investment is in the first lien term loan for Innovations in Nutrition and Wellness, or INW. INW formulates and produces a variety of products for the vitamin, mineral, and supplement markets. Our yield to cost is approximately 7.4%. We also had two full realizations since quarter end. First, GEE raised equity in the public markets to repay its debt facilities in full. A fully realized IRR was 21.3%. Second, Alta Equipment refinanced its term loan in early April with the proceeds of a bond offering. A fully realized IRR was approximately 16.7%. Using the GICS standard, as of March 31st, our largest industry concentration was professional services at 12.4%, followed by energy equipment and services at 10.1%, trading companies and distributors at 9.8%, containers and packaging at 7%, and commercial services and supplies at 6.6%. Our portfolio companies are in 23 GICS industries as of quarter end, including our equity and warrant positions. As of March 31st, our portfolio company count was 35 versus 37 at December 31st. I'd now like to turn the call over to Rocco to discuss our financial results.
Thanks, Chris. For the quarter ended March 31, 2021, our net investment income was $1.8 million or 13 cents per share. The fair value of our portfolio was $251.8 million compared to $257.7 million at December 31. Our portfolio's net increase from operations this quarter was approximately $3.7 million. Our new debt investments during the quarter had an average yield of 8.5%, and realizations and repayments during the quarter had an average yield of 11.3%, and fully realized investments had an average IRR of 12.3%. The weighted yield of our debt portfolio was 8.77%, a decrease of 99 basis points from December 31. As of March 31, our portfolio consisted of 35 portfolio companies. 87% of our investments were first lien, 4.6% of our investments were second lien, and 4.8% of our portfolio was in unitranche loans. The remaining 3.6% is invested in equity, warrants, and other positions. 99.3% of our debt portfolio was invested in floating rate instruments, and 0.7% in fixed-rate investments. The average LIBOR floor on our debt investments was 1.07%. Our average portfolio company's investment was approximately $7.2 million, and our largest portfolio company investment was GEE at $12 million. We were 1.96 times levered as of March 31 compared to 1.43 times levered as of December 31. Our leverage was subsequently reduced to 1.5 times when our baby bond was fully repaid on December 26. We had four investments on non-accrual as of March 31. Finally, with respect to our liquidity, as of March 31, we had $86.4 million in cash, of which $6.5 million was restricted cash, as well as $20 million capacity under our revolving credit facility with UBS. As I noted, $51.4 million of this cash was earmarked to repay our 2023 notes, which occurred on April 26. Additional information regarding the composition of our portfolio is included in our Form 10-Q, which was filed yesterday. With that, I'd like to turn the call back over to Mike.
Thank you, Rocco. We were very pleased to place a new bond this quarter. We closed on $65 million of new 4.875% notes due 2026, which raised net proceeds of $63.1 million. In April, we used these proceeds to fully redeem our 2023 notes. The net effect is to provide us with additional longer-term capital to fund our investing activities, as well as lowering the cost of leverage. Our guidance on leverage remains a target of 1.25 to 1.5 times. Last quarter, we were within that target at 1.43 times. This quarter, our leverage artificially peaked at quarter end due to the notes placement before normalizing at 1.5 times. We anticipate that our normal investment activity will keep us around this range. I do want to touch on the non-accruals in the portfolio. DSG, formerly known as Deluxe, was on non-accrual last quarter. This position, a small stub from our investment in Deluxe Toronto Limited, represents our interest in the final wind down of the company. We have received a number of small paydowns and expect to collect additional sums over the coming quarters. 1888 has several term loans. The term loan B is subordinated to the term loan A, B, and revolver. With those loans remaining on accrual, absent a significant change in drilling activity in 1888's market, we do not expect the term loan B to resume paying interest. PGI unexpectedly failed to make its interest payment on both its first and second lien loans. We are engaging constructively with our fellow lenders in both tranches as well as the sponsor. For confidentiality reasons, we can't say more on this at this time. We did not cover our March quarter dividend with NII. However, using our prior quarter spillover income, we more than covered the March dividend. While disappointing, we are committed to the disciplined investment approach, and we are confident that we have the appropriate capital resources to generate NII to cover the dividend going forward. As we committed to do, we waived the portion of the management fee associated with base management fees over one turn of leverage. Our board of directors declared a distribution for the quarter ended June 30, 2021 of $15 per share, payable on July 9, 2021 to shareholders of record as of June 18. The board did not declare a supplemental dividend distribution this quarter. We believe that this dividend level is stable and the supplemental distribution approach remains the best way to capture fluctuations in the portfolio's income generation. InvestCorp has made two separate commitments to purchase shares in ICMB. InvestCorp did not make any open market purchases under the 10b5 program this quarter. To date, 281,775 shares have been purchased since the inception of that program. Secondly, InvestCorp has committed to purchase shares at NAV. InvestCorp did not make any purchases between December 31st and March 31st and has purchased 227,000 shares to date. In an increasingly frothy market, we continue to focus our efforts on the core middle market. Especially in club deals, we find that structural protections, pricing, and covenants are holding up much better than in the larger, broadly syndicated transactions. Our team is working hard to identify additional investment opportunities to deploy cash we have in the portfolio. As I said last quarter, we want to seize the opportunities we are presented with, manage the portfolio through the cycle, and keep our focus on consistent income generation and the preservation of shareholder capital. That's the end of what we have prepared. Operator, please open the line for Q&A.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. If you would like to state a question, please press star 1 on your phone now, and you'll be placed into the queue in the order received, or press pound at any time to remove yourself from the queue. Please listen for your name to be announced, and be prepared to ask your question when prompted. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your phone now.